movie. I'm just saying.
So, John, I did see that link.
I think it's equal.
What is?
I was just reactivating my Yahoo whatever things because of messing with Flickr today, and when that image came up, I'm like, Sarah Manning, but it's not. It's because I just finished. Orphan Black.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, I finished season one.
Orphan Black.
Very good. Yeah, really enjoyed it.
I love the episode where they go to the suburban mom's house for the party.
Yeah,
which is just a series of increasingly crazy things that happen. That's a great show.
Although I feel like I could really help the characters on that program because they seem to be bad at what they're supposed to be doing.
They do.
I really could help them. By the last four or five episodes, I was like, I see this coming, and there it is, and I see this, and not in a bad way. Usually, when shows are predictable, I get upset, but I was like, well, they're not very smart.
Yeah.
Canadian.
No. Yeah, maybe Canadian. Theoretically Canadian.
Oh, I have a Orphan Black tweet that I need to make.
You know, in the pilot, they tried to pretend that it was New York, and after that, they didn't. They just said, "Yeah, it's basically Toronto, and we just won't say so."
Is that what are they? I can't even tell where they think they're trying to say.
Well, it's shot in Toronto. In the first episode, I think they're trying to pretend it's New York, and after that, all the place names are actual like suburbs in Toronto, and they just were don't
trying
to say so.
They were trying to pretend it was New York. I never got that from it.
I think in the first episode, they say something about it's an hour outside of New York, and you're supposed to think that they're in New York, but. They're in generic North American.
I didn't even get that they were in Toronto because I like there's like American accents.
Well, they're not.
There's like 50% British accents and Irish and 50% American.
It's not meant to be in Toronto. It's meant to be in generic, non-specific North American city. But it is shot in Toronto, and at some point, I think they gave up trying to completely hide the fact that it was Toronto. But it the nice thing about it being in Toronto was it's not all the same actors who are on all of the sci-fi shows that are shot in Vancouver, because it's Toronto instead. So it's different actors, Canadian actors. Ooh. All right, so this is the feedback episode, not the Orphan Black episode.
Jason. Jason, you've been doing a terrible, terrible job.
Thanks, Dan.
I'm out. See you guys later.
Good mic. Work.
Good job, Dan. Now that Dan's gone, let's talk about...
On a scale from 1 to 10.
Let's talk about Dan.
No, no! All the things I didn't say. Let's talk about Dan. Baby. I did not, but I knew Steve Lutz. He's right there. I got some Steve Lutz things in my feedback here.
Yes, oh, really?
This is your... So this is your...
There's a cream for that.
All right.
Go ahead, Glenn.
No. Well, I was just asking if you're planning to host the Brony episode.
Wow. But... And I would probably be pro, but yeah, it's a nice.
This is like your love for Celine Dion that always surprises me.
No,
Miley Cyrus. Who is it?
Lady Gaga.
That is those three. If they do not make a match set, so you have made a categorical error several times over in your attempt to pull that up from your Jeopardy-addled brain.
Precisely, Jeopardy-addled brain. That's the title of my biography.
Good night, chat room. I'm turning off the thing. This ends our broadcast day on 5x5. Please stay tuned for Moises Chuyan interviewing Horace Dedieu about phone charts. Yes.
I apparently killed one of poor Horace. I was the first and only guest on one of his new shows for the last six months. 9 months. He's launching a new show. He launched it with me, and there has not been an episode number two. It's very profound.
That might tell you something.
Ouch.
Maybe he feels like he peaked.
I would like to say, Glenn, that you did a good job of disrupting that show. Well done.
Yes.
Oh, I'll disrupt you.
You're one of the old disruptors.
Yeah, I was going to go for that, too.
Oh, that's High Density, a show that posts one episode every year, but it's a very dense episode.
Very dense, exactly. You have to mull.
If you have Horace and Glenn on one episode, it's going to be pretty dense.
That's good. People are still writing the show notes from it. That's the problem.
High Density. Oh,
they're all in German, of course, so it takes a while.
Yeah. High Destinies. The Man in the High Density. It's a great book by Philip K. Dick.
Title suggestions. Occasionally we destroy something folding the laundry. That was your sanity. 100% more shaming. The iron fist is descended. A Long Night of Laundry, Beware the Infinite Glenning Loop. I'm assuming Merlin wrote that. The Nitty Gritty Details. Too Much Hitler.
Oh.
Edage Is Gonna Happen.
Too Much Hitler was mine, Scott.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not kidnapping Stephen Fry.
There was actually a limited amount of Edage on that episode.
Yeah.
Kind of disappointed.
Cosplaying Syracusa. He was Glenning there. Everyone is related to Glenn. They're smart for apes. New magazine for apes.
That came out of nowhere. That was good.
Yeah.
I got to upvote when Steve let my D&D character die, which someone else suggested. Steve, I love you. I was going to say you're my favorite, but everybody else said it, so I couldn't agree with them because conflict.
Steve wins.
It's awesome how highly you can be rated in other people's view when you do really dumb things.
Ooh.
You should have an episode where maybe Scott can bring in someone else to coach the party members on how to be a party in a D&D campaign. You know, maybe some sort of kind of teamwork coach or like planning or strategy.
Oh, we should do like
about half of us play
off-site.
D&D regularly.
It doesn't show.
Oh man. Why don't you come in and school us on it, John? You can be the.
I did my time.
Be the D&D ombudsman. You can.
I could be a coach. I feel like from the sidelines, I'm like, look, guys, just don't. You know, you can talk to each other about. All right, just all right.
I don't know.
And then they all fall into a pit.
All right, here's the plan. You fall in a pit, I ignore you.
John, it's like John.
Yeah, right. Tony. He nearly died in the water. Yeah, that was not good.
That was unfortunate.
I haven't actually caused like anyone around. To die in weeks, just so you know.
I try to
days since last
people.
Steve Lutz's death.
Yeah, when the DM is suggesting that maybe you want to heal that guy,
But the DM is trying to kill us. Why would we take
advice
from him?
It's like pity.
That's
what I'm saying. Once Scott has been brought to the point where he's giving you advice on how you might perhaps not die in the next turn, then you know you've reached some sort of new low in terms of competence.
People love our D&D episodes.
I don't enjoy the D&D episodes as much as I enjoy the meta D&D episode.
I'm not an expert at the playing of the D&D, so...
People love our D&D episodes.
I rely on Dan and Serenity and Tony to help.
Well, Carlos holds his own.
That's because you rolled it's a very simple character. He smashes things, which I love. It's great.
Smashing is good.
You're
we need smashing.
Welcome.
It's important.
Yeah. Yeah, this is what Carlos does. He goes where the action is, kills a bunch of people and then is knocked unconscious. And then that's that's pretty much what he does.
He's channeling what's his name from Doctor Who?
Rory.
Strax.
Rory.
Strax.
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 There you go.
I'm the Rory.
Strax is more of a healer, but...
Yeah.
I got the Doctor Who companion thing that just came out. It's like the compendium of all like Doctor Who stuff from the whole seasons, which I thought might be interesting. It's kind of fun, but it's a good reference guide for future purposes, I'm sure. But it misstates Rory's deaths. It does not have enough of his deaths, and it states them wrong. I may have to write a firm letter of complaint.
That's outrageous.
Dear Doctor Who editor...
Yes.
And when you ordered it, you expected a young, attractive woman to arrive at your doorstep. So write about that, too.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Eat it, Glenn.
I'll eat the shipping cost.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sad that my I look forward to ignoring your criticism was not in the show.
That's a little bit of feedback there, I think.
Apparently.
I'm going to write that one down. That's a pretty good one, Scott.
It was too negative.
No, I wrote it down by typing it in an untitled folder in the Finder. But, you know, that's how I write things down, is I make folders with text in them.
Seems straightforward.
Yeah.
So strange.
All right. Thank you, everybody.
Good night. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Good night.
See ya. Send me those files. They're really good files.
Will do.
Recording.
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 Ricola.